This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji. John Hockenberry is away. As we cover the Democratic convention that began yesterday in Denver, we noted that the speeches went late into the night. So we're bringing you highlights from the prime time coming out of the potential First Lady, Michelle Obama. She spoke for about 20 minutes in front of a packed crowd at the convention hall. Many said her mission was to share the Barack Obama she knows, a softer side, the family man side. But it was also an opportunity to tell a bit of her story and their story as a family.
In my own life, in my own small way, I've tried to give back to this country that has given me so much. See, that's why I left a job at a big law firm for a career in public service, working to empower young people to volunteer in their communities, because I believe that each of us, no matter what our age or our background or our walk in life, each of us has something to contribute to the life of this nation. And it's a belief that Barack shares, a belief at the heart of his life's work. See, it's what he did all those years ago in Chicago, setting up job training to get people back to work and after-school programs to keep kids safe, working block by block to help people lift up their families.
And much like her husband, she spoke about change.
All of us driven by the simple belief that the world as it is just won't do. That we have an obligation to fight for the world as it should be. And that is the thread that connects our hearts. That is the thread that runs through my journey and Barack's journey and so many other improbable journeys that have brought us here tonight, where the current of history meets this new tide of hope. And you see, that is why I love this country.
Michelle Obama shared stories only she could about the Barack Obama that she's seen that no one else has.
He's the same man who drove me and our new baby daughter home from the hospital 10 years ago this summer, inching along at a snail's pace, peering at us anxiously through the rearview mirror, feeling the whole weight of her future in his hands, determined to give her everything he'd struggled so hard for himself. Determined to give her something he never had, the affirming embrace of a father's love. And as I tucked that little girl in, and her little sister into bed at night, you see, I think about how one day they'll have families of their own. And how one day they and your sons and daughters will tell their own children about what we did together in this election. They'll tell them how this time we listened to our hopes instead of our fears. How this time we decided to stop doubting and to start dreaming. Now this time, in this great country where a girl from the south side of Chicago can go to college and law school, and the son of a single mother from Hawaii can go all the way to the White House.
That was Michelle Obama speaking at the opening of the Democratic National Convention last night in Denver.